You're listening to SBS News.
The caravan is three. Check your gate. Finger there. Good. All right.
Since he was a young boy, Tijan Sako has wanted to work in the building and construction industry.
As a young man, I've always dreamed in being in the field where I can help develop my community, my country as a whole.
The 37-year-old has been living in Tasmania for 8 months. Originally from Guinea in West Africa, he moved here with his wife and teenage son. Mr. Sako is now chasing that dream. He's about to finish an introductory course in building and construction with TasTAFE. The Migrant Resource Centre in Tasmania has been working with TasTAFE and the state government to get more people from migrant backgrounds into Tasmania's building and construction industry. 10 migrants are about to complete the introductory course, which is provided free of charge through Skills Tasmania. Catherine Doran is the centre's Director of Strategy and Development.
We understood that there was a skills and a labour shortage in the building and industry, building and construction industry. Now, we have a range of clients within our service that are highly motivated to work, and so it seemed like a very natural fit that we would work with our clients to so they are able to take advantage of the working in the building and construction industry.
Leila Ipagabos has a bachelor's degree in civil engineering from Brazil. Her qualifications are recognised by Engineers Australia, but the 40-year-old is using the TasTAFE introductory course to learn the local regulations and increase her chances of finding a job.
I think this industry is always a good opportunity to grow the country. When we have a crisis, this sector is important to increase the like to help the economy. So, and all we need a house to live, and this helps the economy, the growth of the country. So, and it's something that you can see the results. Australia, because it's a beautiful country, but it's also safer than Brazil. And I hope to be settled here and raise my family here. And but why Tasmania? Tasmania is attracting skilled migrants here in some areas. One of these areas is construction, so I think that it's a good place too.
In May, the Tasmanian government outlined a $3.7 billion infrastructure program aimed at building the state out from coronavirus. Matthew Pollock is the executive director of Master Builders Australia. He said the early plan from the state government will equate to plenty of jobs in the industry, both for Tasmanians and skilled migrants.
As an industry, what's important for us is that we are doing everything we can, and we are, you know, tapping all sources of skilled labour to ensure that we have the boots on the ground to deliver that pipeline. The industry is a firm supporter of diversity in the workplace, and it's very encouraging to see this support for migrants and new migrant workers to take advantage of that and you know, build their own careers in construction.
New figures from the Australian Bureau of Statistics show building approvals in Tasmania increased by 50% from June to July this year and were 28.4% higher than a year earlier. Once the students finish the course, the Migrant Resource Centre's Catherine Doran says they will work with each student to help them find work.
What we hope to do is link people up to what makes sense to them on the pathway. So what we're hoping is that we'll be able to make contact with future employers, and also if people require it or would like it, we'll put them in touch with future training pathways as well.
And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Sarah Maunder, SBS News, Tasmania.